Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake up call.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop,
whoop. I recently got pulled over by the cops. And do you, as I tell the story, remember back to when you were a kid and your parents got pulled over while you were in the car? Okay. If it didn't happen to you, consider yourself lucky. Because when I was a kid and it happened to me, like, it was like my world was crumbling around
me. It was like, this is it.
It was so dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, I remember vividly. Like, I even remember what part of Philadelphia we were in when it happened. And the cop was standing at the door and I'm in the back seat just going like...
And how old do you think you were?
I know. I was 8 years old.
Okay.
I gotta arrest my daddy. And I remember feeling like my dad's going to prison for the rest of my life. I'm going to become just another orphan on the street.
Oh, my God.
Of this. I remember also, and I didn't understand this emotion at the time, but the cop was like being like unnecessarily kind of mean to my dad.
Okay.
And there was something like just awful about watching my dad get demasculated by another man, like another man standing there like talking down to my dad in front of me and sobbing.
And the cop wasn't like, it's okay, little buddy.
No.
Oh.
No. So I get pulled over because, I'll say it, I was texting.
Okay.
Which is the same thing that my dad got pulled over when I was eight.
No, he was on a typewriter.
No, I was texting, and I wasn't texting while I was driving, although technically I was. I started a text message at a red light, and then I didn't finish it when the light turned green. I started to go, and I was still texting, and the cop saw me and pulled me over. Is it wrong? Yes, it was. But I'm thinking to myself, like, the inside of the car fills with the police lights, and I immediately went back to when I was 8 years old, sobbing in the back seat. I'm like, oh my God, all three of my kids are in the car with me this time. This is going to be so bad. And I pull over to the side of the road, and the cop starts walking up and is talking to me, and I'm in the zone. I'm talking to him. You know, my hands are on the, I had all my information ready, and then he's walking back. And it was at that moment I was like, oh my God, the kids. None of them could have given a hot damn.
Really?
None of them. Not a single one. The six-year-old? Nope. Just looking out the window. The eight-year-old? Just like, I don't know what goes through his head. And then even my 13-year-old didn't even look up from his phone. He was playing some game and, like, at one point doesn't look up ever at me or the cop or anything. And he's just like, what'd you get pulled over? And I go, yeah. What were you doing? Texting? And I go, yeah. And my son just goes, you shouldn't have done that. And that was it. That was it.
So, okay, I remember my dad getting pulled over once. And the first thing he said was, everybody be quiet.
And I thought for a second you were going to say, everybody be cool.
No.
Hide this. Swallow it.
Everybody be quiet. Nobody say anything. Okay. And it's like, did you think we were going to, what did you think I was going to do? Hey, cop, you stay away from my car. Okay.
Right.
And,
help us.
Right. Yeah. Just mouth, I don't know him. So then I remember so vividly my dad's demeanor changing. And I don't want to say he was emasculated, but he was, yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. Like, ultra respectful.
Right. which is not like, which was out of character for him.
I've never seen him do that before.
Right. So what does it mean that my kids were completely unfazed? Does it mean something about them, or does it mean something about me that I was such a fragile little kid that's how I reacted? Or does it mean that my kids really are disassociated from me emotionally?
I think we grew up being sort of trained to think differently about police. I think we did fear that our parents were going to go to jail.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that came from.
Right.
But like,
maybe the show Cops.
Maybe. Like, I do feel like when we were growing up, if you saw a cop, you were like...
It's an interesting text message that we got in. And I even think about it from this perspective. When I was a kid, my mom cried. My mom cried hysterically when she got pulled over. And I remember it so vividly. And she tells the cop her father just passed away. And the cop felt so bad for her. He let her go. And it's just right now that I realize that I was 7 or 8. And my grandpa passed away when I was 18. She lied to the cop to get out of a ticket.
I think it is worth mentioning why your kid, like, that your kids would have a very different experience if they were minorities.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it absolutely is worth mentioning that, like, part of the idea that your kids weren't phased
right
is privilege.
Oh, at 100%. Yeah. I recognize that. Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, though, keep the text messages coming in to 909-1065.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.